Hello, welcome to the British English Podcast, the show that helps you, a non-native language learner, English language learner, to better understand British English and British culture. But, you know, if you are not a non-native, feel free to stay. That's fine. That's fine by me. I'm not kicking you out, but just know that this show is for non-natives to better understand the language and culture of people in the UK. I'm from England, so it is a little bit biased towards England. I will be working on that and inviting lots of people from all over the United Kingdom. But yes, it is somewhat very biased. Anyway, with that said, today I wanted to go on a little bit of a exploration with you. Because ChatGPT, the AI language model that everyone seems to be talking about, has finally really caught my attention. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. That's an idiom that you might already know, but it means, yeah, it's the best thing since a very good thing, because sliced bread, that's a very good thing, isn't it? You don't want to be trying to eat a loaf. Eating a loaf, that would be tricky. I guess you could tear it. I was imagining you'd be biting. I mean, that's probably why baguettes are a thing, aren't they? I'm going off on a tangent already. So ChatGPT, is becoming all the rage. I mean, all of the nerds knew about this way before, but it's really, you know, getting quite exciting online, and AI is becoming, you know, the main thing for every website or platform, etc. So I wanted to play around with it, and I wanted to see if my job is going to be redundant tomorrow. I suspect it's not, but I would like to prove to myself, because, it's a bit scary. It's something that is definitely, you know, going to create a shift in the focus of many professions. It already has, I think. A lot of people are already looking at this like, oh my God, my job might not be that useful anymore because this AI can do it for me. So I want to check if I am worthy of existing still. So we're going to play around with it, and we're going to create a podcast script for, yeah, a dialogue of two people, and see if it is A, accurate with the language, B, convincing, I guess, and C, entertaining. Let's go with that. And then I might actually create my own. Yeah, I'll create my own to compare. So we'll ask ChatGPT to write out a script. I'll read it out for you. I'll even act it out. How about that? And then I'll go away, write my own, act it out again, and you can be the judge to see if I am worthy of a show still and a microphone in front of my face. I obviously hope that I am, but I'm interested to just be able to sleep at night because, yeah, it's a bit scary, isn't it? I do encourage you to use ChatGPT, though, and I will be creating some products that will help you enhance your learning through this platform, because it's, yeah, unbelievable. It's fantastic. And for language learners, oh, blimey, very good, yes. If you didn't know, by the way, what is ChatGPT? I should cover that. I kind of briefly said what it was, but people are using this to get a generated language for anything. You can generate, yeah, responses for pretty much anything at the moment, text-based. In fact, I could ask it right now. I'll just ask, how would you define yourself? Okay. And now it's typing out. It's quite funny. It uses like a typing graphic, and it makes you think that it's talking to you a little bit more, like it's thinking. And it is thinking, I guess, but it doesn't have awareness or emotion. Let's remember that. Okay. As an AI language model, I am a sophisticated software program developed by OpenAI. I can't do that. That's terrible. Sorry about that. We'll pretend that I'm still it, but it's not going to be annoying. I am designed to understand and generate human-like text based on the input I receive. My primary function is to assist users in answering questions, providing information, and engaging in conversation on various topics. It goes on and on and on. I'm going to shorten it, yeah, because you can do that. It's really good at summarizing. So shorten your answer, please. Okay. Yeah, nice. As an AI language model, I'm a software program designed to generate human-like text based on user input. I assist with answering questions and providing information, but lack self-awareness or emotions since I'm not a living being. There we go. Yeah. Doesn't have emotions. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to input a couple of characters. And I was actually thinking about introducing it to a hero of mine. You know, they say you should never meet your heroes. Because, well, why do they? I guess because you think of them as amazing, right? You know, if it's a TV personality or an actor, you see them through the camera that is firstly worth quite a few thousand dollars. They've got lighting, they've got sound, they've got writers, they've got cameramen to angle everything so it's favorable for them. They've got so much support around them. They've got costume to make them look as amazing as possible. And then, of course, your assumption is that they will look amazing in real life, or they will be that amazing person. They will be really charming. They will be, you know, everything that you like about them on stage. And then you meet them and they're maybe even rude to you. I remember I met Hugh Grant once. I served him coffee. Admittedly, it was cold coffee. So he should have been annoyed, but he was very annoyed. So yeah, they say you should never meet your heroes. But what if ChatGPT imitates my hero? How about that? So I'm going to ask ChatGPT to encourage a dialogue between myself and, I'm not my hero, myself and Alan Partridge. Sorry to get all analytical on you for a second, but from seeing the statistics of what people listen to this show on, it is safe to say that you are most likely using Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, which means you could be missing out on the free worksheet for this specific episode, which teaches you at least 10 phrases totally free. And there's more, because upon getting access to this week's free worksheet, you actually unlock access to every single free worksheet I've ever made, which is well over 100 episodes. So that's 100 times 10. Let me do my calculations. Oh my God. You are losing out on learning a minimum of 1,000 phrases for free. I know. You're thinking, it won't be convenient though. I just want to open my podcast player, select the latest episode, and get on with my day. Well, I know that feeling all too well. So I went and built an app for this very reason. You can download the app, open the free worksheets, and listen to the latest podcast episode within 3 clicks. I tested it myself, meaning you can enjoy the episode whilst getting on with your day. And then when you hear a word you want to learn, unlock the phone and there it is, right under the play button. It's amazing and, did I mention, completely free for you. It cost me a fair amount of money to build, so I'd love for you to use it. So yes, do us both a favour, pause this episode, download it right now and enjoy the free worksheet that complements this very episode. To do that, open the show notes of this episode and click the relevant link, or open your device's app store, search the British English Podcast app, or BEP, that's B-E-P. Oh, and if you're not wanting to get the app, then just head over to the website, thebritishenglishpodcast.com/freebies. That's FREEBIES. Go on, pause, download the app and resume. You won't regret it, I promise. Alan Partridge. So if you don't know, Alan Partridge is the protagonist, the main person behind the show called I'm Alan Partridge. It's a comedy sitcom, which means it's a funny show about situational things. So it's taking the piss. It's joking around the idea of an average life and this person and how they interact in an average real world. So yes, this character, Alan Partridge, I have probably laughed more times through this person, this character, than any other character. Obviously, it's, you know, not everyone's favorite comedy, but I love it. So I'm going to see if ChatGPT can let me meet him in the virtual world. So I've written, act as a comedy dialogue script writer. You are creating a scene where Alan Partridge meets with an ESL teacher for a pint of beer in the pub. Their conversation lasts for 5 minutes. Now create the script. Okay. Wow. Amazing. Right. So the title, A Pint with Partridge and the ESL Teacher. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Setting, a cozy British pub. Alan Partridge, also known as AP in this dialogue, efficient, very efficient robot, enters the pub, spots ET, also known as ESL teacher, at the bar, and approaches with his usual mix of enthusiasm and awkwardness. That's accurate. That's really accurate. Alan Partridge does have a mix of enthusiasm and awkwardness. All right, now I've got to do my Partridge voice.
Oh, the elusive ESL teacher. I've heard you're quite the expert in teaching English. Alan Partridge, radio and television presenter extraordinaire. Mind if I join you?
Not at all, not at all. Mr. Partridge, have a seat.
I'll have a pint of the finest ale you have, bartender. Tell me, what's it like teaching English to people from all around the world? Must be quite fascinating, actually.
Well, it's always interesting and rewarding. I meet people from diverse backgrounds and help them communicate effectively in English. Yeah, it's a fulfilling job.
Ah, communication. Now that's something I excel at. In fact, you could say I'm a bit of an expert myself, you know, with my background in radio and television. So I don't suppose you've got any tips on how I could further polish my already stellar language skills, eh?
Well, Mr. Partridge, even native speakers can always improve their language skills. Reading widely, engaging in conversation with people from different walks of life, and perhaps even learning a new language yourself can help you gain a deeper understanding of English.
A new language? I've always fancied learning a bit of Spanish, you know. Hola, me llamo Alan. That's about as far as I've gotten, really. Do you think that's enough to get by on holiday?
It's a start, but you might want to learn a bit more before you go. Basic phrases and everyday vocabulary can be very helpful when travelling.
I see. Well, I'm always up for a challenge. So tell me, have you ever taught any famous people or worked in any exotic locations?
I'm afraid I can't actually disclose any of my students' identities, but I've taught English in a few different countries, and every place has its own unique charm and challenges.
Quite right, yes. Well, if you ever need any help with teaching conversational skills or, you know, need a guest speaker, just give me a shout. I'm always happy to share my expertise.
Oh, I appreciate the offer, Mr. Partridge. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'd like to take a break from this episode to tell you that this show is funded by you, the listener. That's right. Not through a charitable donation, but through providing you with two hugely beneficial learning resources. One is called the Academy, and the other is called the Premium Podcast. The Academy doors are currently shut until further notice, but the Premium Podcast is open for you to sign up to right now. So if you listen to this show regularly, say once a week perhaps, and you want me to continue producing it, then I need your help, because this is my full-time job. And I also want to provide free education for those who really cannot afford it. But if you are in a situation where you can spare £7 a month for loads of bonus podcast content, manually edited transcripts, and extended glossaries and flashcards, then I'd love you to consider supporting the show, because that will give me a way to continue doing what I love to do, and for those who really cannot afford it, to get a free education. You can find out more by clicking the relevant link in the show notes of this episode, or head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com or download the British English Podcast app in your app store. Do you know what your level of English is? If not, then how can you tell if you're even improving? Considering you are no longer a beginner in this journey, you should be doing everything you can to show to yourself that your hard work is paying off. To do that, you need to know where you're at right now to be able to recognize the progress in the future. So, I have a quick and easy English level test for you to take right now for free to instantly find out what level of English you actually have. Head to thebritishenglishpodcast.com/testme or find the link in the show notes of this episode. Back to the episode. Okay, there we go. I mean, for an AI, that's, yeah, really good, I think. I don't know what you think, but it's pretty impressive. It's definitely understood who Alan Partridge is, and it's pulled from the data that it has on Alan Partridge to know how he should, you know, be as a personality, the tone that the script encourages, and it generally identifies as that character. The script is a bit flat. It doesn't really have much of a story to it. They just meet. But yeah, let's see what I can do to make myself feel worthy of existing. So I'm going to write something for both Alan Partridge meeting me, an ESL teacher, and see how we fare. And then I'll read it out and try to improve on my Alan Partridge voice. It's not the best, but it's, you know, at least hopefully you can identify who is speaking when.
How can I help you, darling?
Oh, hi there. I was just wondering, am I in the right place? Because I'm meant to be meeting a lady friend.
Well, if you said meet at the Canal Street pub, then I guess you just got to sit tight and wait for her.
Right. Yeah, it's just your signage I noticed outside. It's missing the C on canal and the S on the word street. I guess I'm just concerned I'm meeting her at a whorehouse. You're not, are you?
Oh, those vandals. We only put a new one up last week and all. But don't worry, you're not in a whorehouse, darling. Is he, hey, Charlie?
Huh? Sorry, I was listening to something. Say that again.
I said, you're not a whore, are you?
No, well, last time I checked, I wasn't. Oh, my God, are you the Alan Partridge?
Ah, put it there. Kill me, AP. Two BBC shows, one web series, and two seasons of an audio programme behind a paywall. That's me.
You don't need to tell me your Wikipedia history. I'm a huge fan. So what brings you in here, then? Thought you preferred BP garages with a mini-mart.
Well, that's a good one. I'm meeting a potential date, actually. Would you believe it? Thank you very much.
Can I get you anything while you wait, hun?
Yeah, I'll have your finest lager, please.
mixed with a gin and tonic and a measure of Bailey's Irish Cream and a dash of lime cordial, please.
Still into your ladyboys, I see.
Excuse me? You've been collecting my cookies?
Oh, right. Yeah, the drink. I get it.
Oh, I've only gone and spilled Bailey's on my bloody zipper. That won't fly, will it?
Gotta try stand up.
So, what do you do then?
Me?
Yes, I'm looking at you. Come on. Knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you...
Charlie Baxter?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What you got for me, Charlie?
Oh, okay. I'm an English teacher to non-native adult learners of English who have an intermediate to advanced level of fluency. I've just got back from more or less 10 years of living outside of the UK, but it's actually quite confusing for me being back because being an expat was very much an identity of mine. Alan? Is that you?
I'm not an anal treat.
Pardon? Were you asleep at the bar?
What time is it?
It's 5 to 6.
How long have I been waiting for you?
Well, we said meet at 6. You didn't forget to put your clocks back last Sunday, did you, Alan?
Oh, cockpiss Partridge. I've done it again. You know, I've done that every single year of my life. They say you live and you learn, but to be honest, I think you just live and I've forgotten what I was going to say. Mrs. Bartender, where did that random man go that I was in conversation with earlier?
What, Charlie? Oh, he left when you fell asleep whilst he was telling you about himself.
Right. Did he look upset that I nodded off?
A little bit. And he was muttering to himself. Said something about how you should never meet your own heroes.
What you gonna do? Sonia, come here. Let's be appalling.
Now, I don't know your preference of the AI story over the human-made one, but I prefer my one. Not only because it was way more satisfying to create my own piece of writing and thus connect with my job and feel passionate about making it, but I believe I was able to bring my own jokes into the scene, like the pub name, and I was able to reference everyday things that have happened recently, include a lot more Alan Partridge-style lines, and I think there was a little bit of a plot. Another thing I noticed was how things seemed to just come to me when writing, because I definitely hadn't planned it all, but things seemed to fall into place nicely when I was in that state of flow. And when using ChatGPT, you're not allowed, obviously, to go into that state because it's creating for you. So it would be a great shame if ChatGPT was to replace writers. So no groundbreaking discovery here, but I'm happy to announce that while I am amazed by the capabilities of this AI, I don't think it will replace humans tomorrow. It did take 30 more minutes to write mine as opposed to the AI doing it instantly. But, you know, when these new things come in, I think it's always smart to embrace them and not fear them. So I'll be using this technology to enhance my work, but I won't be letting it replace me. And I won't let it scare me because it's a tool that we can all use. And if we learn how to use it right, then we all just get more efficient together. I hope you feel the same way as me. Either way, I'd love to hear your thoughts. To share them, you can comment in the discussion section of the free podcast worksheets over on my site. So head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com and get access to the free worksheet for this episode, along with every single worksheet I have ever made for all of the episodes. And that will be over 1,000 phrases for you to enjoy completely free. But yes, there's a discussion tab in there, and you can tell me your thoughts about ChatGPT and the future of AI. That's all from me today. Thank you so much for listening to the end of this episode. I've been your host, Charlie Baxter, and I'll see you next time on the British English Podcast.